temporary basis. Our delegate is about, before we meet again in May, to have gone to, God willing, one day at a time, to the General Service Conference of Alcoholics Anonymous in New York. He goes in April, and he meets with 89 other delegates from all the areas of the United States and Canada, along with the 21 trustees of Alcoholics Anonymous, certain executives of World Service and the Grapevine, and a few members of the staff. The work goes on from 9 in the morning till whatever at night. It's a fantastic experience, but what is really fantastic for I know where John is coming from. I had 2 years as your delegate and two conferences also. And I constantly had in my mind up there at that meeting, you, the Assembly of Georgia, and the concerns, the issues, but most of all, the feeling that I felt you had about the matters that go to the very heart of my own recovery, a member of Alcoholics Anonymous. And I know, because I've been there, how John is feeling today and how, God willing, he will be feeling in New York. He will be feeling you. And from our standpoint, who will be in Georgia at that time while he is in New York at the General Service Conference, we will be feeling for him and talking to our higher power that he may vote his conscience for the good of Alcoholics Anonymous, but also with a flavor of the Assembly of Georgia. He may remember, as I did, in the opening session of my second conference, he will be remembering this moment, right now. And I'm going to ask the Assembly of Georgia to stand and to give him the kind of a send-off that this great trusted servant of Alcoholics Anonymous deserves. It's with love and with proud and confidence that I introduce to you our delegate, John L.
Thank you very much. Is my halo on straight? I am John Langston, and I am an alcoholic. Sober another day by the grace of a loving God and his program, Alcoholics Anonymous. And I am rather full as I stand up here today with emotions and love. And I'm glad that Joe said what he did, because I am going to New York as your representative, carrying your feelings and your concern, and most of all, your love and your prayers. And I will be talking. We have very much the same thing that we have in this assembly with microphones down the aisle. and voting for the good of Alcoholics Anonymous as a whole. But when I do that, I will be, I think, very well prepared because of the input that you, the members of Alcoholics Anonymous in the state of Georgia, Area 16, have given me. I have asked for your help and your prayers beginning September a year ago, and you have come through. You came through this weekend. You came, the building was cold, still under renovation. We asked you to bear with us, and you did. We asked you to buy the tickets for the great breakfast that we had this morning, the cold potatoes and cold grits and the tough eggs. But it was good. I enjoyed mine very much. I really did. Two reasons. One time, I was not able to eat breakfast or dinner or supper. Another thing is, I was sitting at a table with a lot of friends, and we were enjoying AA fellowship, and that's always good. That makes anything palatable. But you did come through. We asked your support so that we could defray that $1,000 rent on our meeting room. I believe firmly, and I know in my heart, that if you tell the members of Alcoholics Anonymous what we need to do, that they will come through. And I thank you for that. We are, as I said earlier this morning, thinking of other alternatives. We are not locked in to any one place, one city, or one anything. We will do what is the best for Alcoholics Anonymous as your trusted servants. And I think the time has come that we are going to have some changes made. So we will do that. I also believe very much in the group conscience. And as has been said, so very much an informed group conscience. If you inform the fellowship of what your needs are, what the needs of the group, the district, the area are, and ask them to help, then they will help. Alcoholics Anonymous is very unique. It's different from any other organization that I know of. We have no bosses, but we do have trusted servants and leaders. And each one of you is a leader in your own way. And as I speak to you this morning, I'm looking at GSRs who someday probably will be elected district committee member. And I'm looking at some district committee members and some alternates in all of these jobs that someday may be elected and will be elected delegate and alternate delegate. At that time, because we do believe in rotation, we will have moved on, but we will not have moved out. We will be here because we are responsible, and we want to serve. Back in 1950 or 55, I believe it was, a very prominent New York lawyer, corporation lawyer, that was extremely busy, as all of them are. His name was Bernard Smith, Burn Smith, as he lovingly became known, was in on the beginning and the setting up of our General Service Conference. Now, this man was a non-alcoholic, and he didn't have time to fool with a bunch of nameless drunks. And with a society whose future was very uncertain, but he did. He gave his time and his efforts to that because of the love for alcoholics in this fellowship. And the question was asked and was going around, why do we need a General Service Conference? I sometimes hear the question asked, why do we need to have group conscience meetings? Why do we need the State Assembly? Why do we need a General Service Conference? And he answered and said, we may not need a General Service Conference and I might add, we may not need a state assembly. To ensure our own sobriety, I might be able to stay sober in the East Point group, which I think is the best group anywhere. There you go. And if you don't feel that way about your group, for God's sake, don't go out and join another one and mess it up. We may not need a general service conference or a state assembly in order to stay sober ourselves. But we do need one for that drunk that's out there today. As he said, just a few short blocks from this meeting room. We need one for that child that is being born today or tonight that is destined to alcoholism. Need to carry the message. There are many people today in service in Alcoholics Anonymous, beginning at the top with GSRs, district committee members, and then delegates, who were drunk that night when Byrne Smith was giving those words. And there are many people wandering around hopeless and lost today, just a few short blocks from this room, who someday will be standing where I'm standing and sitting where you're sitting and be leaders in this wonderful fellowship. All because we are responsible, because we had this meeting this weekend and we carried the message and we talked about how do we carry the message. We disagree sometimes, but we don't get disagreeable. But we have one purpose in mind. What can we do in order to carry the message to the alcoholic who is still suffering? When I go to New York at the conference, I've already talked to some people on the literature committee, and I'm very interested in getting a pamphlet printed called The District Committee Member, or the DCM. We have one for the GSR. I think we need one for the district committee member. At our regional forum in Nashville, Joe and Frank and I and many people from Georgia attended, it was brought out that the district committee member may be the weakest link in service in Alcoholics Anonymous. It is a very important job, and I think more attention needs to be called to it. You'll notice that we have been using the district committee members and also the alternates because you need to know who they are. These are the people who represent you. And these are the people who know a great deal about service, and we need to use them. So they have been on our programs. The district committee member is a very important entity in Alcoholics Anonymous. I am getting your feelings, your concerns, your ideas, your hopes, and your suggestions. And I'm grateful for that. And I know that when I go to the conference, I'll have your prayers and your thoughts, because I can feel it. Actually, physically and spiritually feel your presence when I'm at the conference. I did last year, and I know that I will this time. And I welcome your suggestions and your ideas, so that I can share these with the other 91 delegates and the staff members and the members of the two boards that we have, so that we can come to some conclusion about what is best for Alcoholics Anonymous as a whole. And now, my friends, and you are my dear friends, I am very, very much concerned. Well, I see a period of two things in our fellowship. As I've been your delegate and your representative and going around and speaking to the various groups and the various districts, and I love to do that, and I want you to continue calling on me. I want to visit with you. I like to stay in your homes and go to your meetings, your service meetings, and your AA meetings, and this is just wonderful, and I appreciate it so much. But I am concerned, because Alcoholics Anonymous is growing at a fantastic rate. People are coming to us from treatment centers, and I'm glad that they are. The treatment centers refer them to Alcoholics Anonymous, and they tell them that we can dry you out, we can get you sober. But getting sober is not the trick. The trick is staying sober. I never did have too much trouble stopping. My trouble was starting. These people are coming, and they need to be sponsored. They need to be sponsored in Alcoholics Anonymous, in our program, in our 12 steps. They need to be made assured that the chip system may be nice, but it's not going to get you sober. They need to understand that it's good to attend meetings. It's good to have fellowship. We couldn't get along without it. But also at the same time, you need to work the 12 steps, starting with step number one, going through step number 12, and doing that over and over and living in a spiritual manner. But also, we need to sponsor these people in service. We have a great opportunity. We also have a great peril. If these people who are coming into our groups are sponsored into a good AA program, and they start working the program, then they will be ready for service, and you are going to be needed. They're going to be needed. Our groups are growing, our districts are growing very fast. Many of them are being zoned now. We need more district committee members. Many, many groups are being established. When I first came into Alcoholics Anonymous, back about 17 years ago, and I hasten to add, I didn't stay sober. But when I first came here, there weren't very many groups in Metro Atlanta, and I'd come to the State Assembly right after I started coming, and there was about a fourth as many people as there are here today. Many groups are being started, and districts are being zoned. Alcoholics Anonymous is growing. It might outgrow itself. Hopefully not. If we have good, trusted servants, we have people who are taught the AA way of life, the 12 steps, and also the service manual, then I see no danger for Alcoholics Anonymous. But we cannot sit back and say, as I have heard in the past, oh, this is AA. It will take care of itself. It won't. It will if we do our part. For that end, I've asked you, and I've gotten good response from this, to have service meetings scattered all over the state. Now, at one time when AA was smaller, we could meet three times a year at our state assembly and take care of most of our business and have workshops and train our members in service. But now AA is so large and we're not really getting the representative membership of AA in our state assembly. Those of you who are here are dedicated, but there are many, many more out there who should be here this morning. If they don't come, then it's our responsibility to carry it to them. We're going to have workshops in North Georgia that's already been set up, possibly in Gainesville. We're going to have workshops out on the coast in the Golden Isles that I love so very, very much. A little bit of part of heaven, as Frank mentioned. And we're going to have workshops in South Georgia and in Middle Georgia, and these things are already in the works. I ask you, I beg you, and implore you to get people to come to these meetings. They don't have to be GSRs. The GSRs are expected. One time I went to, I drove by the highway, and I saw a sign that I liked very much. Didn't like it at first, but then I got to thinking about it, and I liked it. I'm a little slow on the uptake sometimes. But it said, advertising a church that was meeting in that neighborhood. It said, services Sunday morning, visitors welcome, members expected. I like that. We are expected to be here where we are supposed to be. So we'll have to have these workshops around so we can get people to come to them. And I implore you to invite people to come to these, not necessarily GSRs. They're expected, district committee members. But get other people. There are many people out there who would be interested in service. they think they run this and the clique does this, and I can't have any part in it. They can. This is an informed group conscience. Over this weekend and in January and last September, we discussed the topics that are going to be on next year's General Service Conference agenda. I'm a member of the agenda committee, and I like that. I'm glad that I'm on that committee. These names are drawn out of the hat as to which committee you serve on, and I think God must have had a part in it, because that's the committee that I really wanted to be on. But we have been discussing these topics, and we did it this weekend, and as I said, the previous assemblies. The AA member, the group, and their monies. Service, privileges, and responsibilities. AA is the member. Members meeting together, the grassroots level. That's what we're going to do when we have these workshops and discuss these topics. Get back and get your feelings and try to get you involved in service. The AA group is where it begins. And as we talk this morning, there's one member, one vote. I have a home group. They are here today making sure that I do my job properly. I love these people very much. It's the East Point group, and as I told you, I think it's the best group in the world. I go a lot of places, and I enjoy going very much, and sometimes I get some accolades, Joe, and I know you do, Frank. But when I go back to my home group, they put me back in my place. I don't think they even know that I'm the delegate. And that's the way it should be. I walk in, and Charles tries to give me a white chip because I haven't been there in 2 or 3 weeks. They look at me a little funny like. That's good for me, but I have a place where I can go and I feel at home, and I know these people love me. I can go to any one of you with problems that I have, but this is my home group. This is where I believe. Just as I have one family, I have one home group. I do love Alcoholics Anonymous as a whole, but I do believe in the one group, one vote principle. Another topic that will be on our agenda, you heard discussed so well yesterday afternoon. Bobby just did a tremendous job with this, and the feedback that we got from you was wonderful. It's on drug addicts and Alcoholics Anonymous. We have two pamphlets, really, that deal with this. One is Problems Other Than Alcohol, written by Bill Wilson, in which he says the essence is shoemaker's stick to your last. We can't do too many things. We can't get involved in all of the world's problems. We have the solution to one problem. But there is another pamphlet that is vitally important, and that is the AA member and drug abuse. I advise you and urge you to get these two pamphlets and study them. It may save your life, and it may save someone else's life. Another topic that we will have is communication, the group, GSR, and the district committee member. I believe that just about any problem that we have in Alcoholics Anonymous can be solved by communication. Where we get into difficulties is when we don't discuss things. We don't bring them out in the open. We try to hide them or sweep them under the rug. I stayed drunk for years, because the people that I worked for kept sweeping it under the rug and denying that there was any problem. Merry-go-round named denial. If we communicate one with the other, we bring these problems out, regardless of what they are. Talk them over in our group. This is where it begins. The group conscience is the thing that runs Alcoholics Anonymous. Tell your GSR so he can come and vote your wish and your desires and vote for the good of AA as a whole in our state. And GSR has a person who should be and is very helpful to him and available to him, and that is a district committee member. And I hope to see the district committee members being used more and more. Another topic that we will discuss is the AA grapevine. And it's now being called our meeting in print. And it really is. As Don said yesterday in his very fine presentation, the AA grapevine gives us a meeting from people all over the United States and really from all over the world. We get their ideas and we get information from them that we might not have even thought about. I just wonder sometimes if we're using the AA grapevine as much as we should and as much as we can. Every group should have a grapevine representative. The group should give this grapevine representative a few minutes to talk and to talk about the grapevine. We do this in our meeting. He calls attention in our group. He calls attention, and Jim, he does a very good job of it, calling attention to some of the articles that are in there. The AA grapevine can be used for meeting topics, for many, many things. You can carry it on a 12-step call. You can carry it to institutions. So let us use our AA grapevine because it is a great tool in our sobriety. Bill, when he was getting ready to leave us and knew that he wouldn't be around very much longer, being one of our co-founders, felt a very heavy responsibility, and as he was looking out his window in New York on Park Avenue, wondering what he could tell our fellowship. And there's been 16 of us in Georgia that have looked out that same window. And he knew that it would have to be anonymity. And he told us to ever protect our anonymity. That was his last words to us. Anonymity is going to be one of the topics at our General Service Conference in April. The theme of our conference is anonymity. Our spiritual principle. There's something spiritual about anonymity. And I think we need to bear that in mind. As I go to this conference as your representative, I go feeling real good because I know that that you're with me, as I said before. I feel good about Alcoholics Anonymous in Georgia. I don't think that we have any insurmountable problems. And truly, we are all in this together. We have one purpose and one purpose alone, and that is to stay sober ourselves and to carry the message to the alcoholic who still suffers. In our big book, The Family Afterward, Bill says we ought to remember this. Cling to the thought that in God's hands, your dark past is the greatest treasure that you possess, because with it you can avert death and misery for others. And isn't that why we're here today? We're sober. We're happy. Lives have been saved and families have been reunited. And we've been able to laugh at ourselves and to share one with the other. And I feel so much about this that I just wish I could bring everybody that's suffering in to share this wonderful experience. In our hands, we have the ability to do that. Because of our dark past, it's one of our promises. My past was very, very, very dark. I went down much further than many people had to go. But I don't regret that, as one of our promises says. But I try to profit from it. I try to carry the message to the one who wants it and is still suffering. God bless you, and I love each and every one of you very, very much.
One note, the registration desk for GSIs and secretary treasurers will be open right after this meeting. We want to know just about how many, and we want you to be recognized in the roles of this assembly. And secondly, Our business meeting will start promptly at 1, and please be here because the spirit of what we've been doing together all weekend will be in the room. And now if you'll all join me, we'll close our meeting with saying the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Great job. Great job.